The History of Washington Talking Book and Braille Library. The Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, WTBBL, is a program of the Washington State Library, a division of the Office of the Secretary of State. Located in Seattle, they provide library services statewide, at the library and by mail or download, to any Washington resident unable to read standard print material due to blindness, visual impairment, deaf blindness, physical disability, cannot hold a book or turn pages, or reading disability. 1906, Seattle Public Library, SPL, began library service to individuals in Washington State who read Braille. 1931, Washington Library became part of the National Braille and Talking Books Network, started by the Library of Congress, Pratt-Smoot Act. 1934, talking books, later called audiobooks, were introduced on special phonograph records that played at 33 and a third RPM. Commercial records at the time played at 78 RPM. 1983, the National Guard, Boeing, WTBBL staff and volunteers moved the library from 811 Harrison to 821 Lenora Street on October 1, 1983. 1985, the Washington Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped circulation was automated. Using adaptive equipment, blind staff members were able to access the system. 1994. On January 1, 1994, the Washington Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped changed its name to the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, WTBBL. 2008. On July 1, 2008, administration of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library moved from Seattle Public Library to Washington State Library under the Office of Secretary of State. 2009. The first digital talking book players are issued to WTBBL patrons. 2009. WTBBL makes its locally produced talking books available for download at WTBBL.org. It is the first library in the NLS network to offer such a service. 2012. Mayor Mike McGinn proclaimed June 5, 2012 as Washington Talking Book and Braille Library Day. 2014. WTBBL ships its 1 millionth talking book on digital cartridge, Dancing to the Concertina's Tune by Jan Walker. 2021, WTBBL's new duplication on-demand service for audiobooks began, allowing for the creation of customized digital cartridges with multiple books per cartridge based on a patron's preferences and requests. The future of WTBBL. Federal funding through the Institute of Museum and Library Services, IMLS, was terminated in March of 2025 and then reinstated through September of 2025, but the future of that funding source is uncertain. The funding WTBBL requested from the state legislature to stabilize their budget was not approved. These two factors have resulted in insufficient support for full operations at WTBBL. WTBBL will see reductions in library service until this can be restored. For the fiscal year 2027, WTBBL plans to ask the legislature for $3 million to fully fund WTBBL. Sources: Reading Matters Newsletter, First Quarter 2025. Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, Washington Secretary of State. https://www.sos.wa.gov/washington-talking-book-braille-library www.spl.org/exhibits